This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has guided us to this path and we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah Ta'ala guided us. Allah has guided us and Allah has chosen us. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, a verse we referenced last week, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعْلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ So struggle in the way of Allah. So as should rightfully be the case, He has chosen you. So Allah Ta'ala has guided us and we ask for further guidance every day when we pray and read the Fatiha, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ So we're already on the path if we're praying our salah and we're reading the Fatiha. So when we say اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ we're praying for further guidance. We're praying for the path to be made smooth for us. We're praying that we remain on the path. So we've been guided and we've been chosen. He has chosen you. Millat abikum Ibrahim. He's chosen us for the path of Abraham. And the path of Abraham is the path of Tawheed. Is the path of monotheism in a world that has always witnessed polytheism of various types. So the idols of our day and time, they're not necessarily idols of stone that people carve with their hand, even though there's a comeback for that sort of idolatry. But they're idols, the idol of the self. People are encouraged to worship themselves, to see no one, no thing higher than themselves in their personal desires. And people are encouraged to worship money. People are encouraged to worship material things, so much so that if one lacks certain material possessions, they see their life as meaningless. Material things do not define our lives, should not define our lives. We should define the value of material things in our lives. And ultimately, nothing should be so valuable that it enters into our hearts. We should divorce our hearts from the wherewithal of this world, not being unconcerned about the affairs of the world, not to be struggling to engage the world in the best of manners, but to have it divorced from our hearts, so that if we don't gain what we think we should gain from the world, if we don't possess what we think we should possess from the world, or if the world is given to us in abundant stint, it doesn't become the object of our worship. We worship the Lord of the material thing who has given it to us in the first place with greater fervor, and we try to fulfill the demands that the Creator of the material wealth has placed on our wealth, such as zakah and sadaqah, charity. So we've been chosen to struggle. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Struggle in the way of Allah shall rightfully be the case. وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ. He has chosen you. In other words, we've been chosen for this struggle. So if you as a Muslim, if we as Muslims, people of faith in general, find that our life is difficult, understand that we've been chosen for this difficulty, and we've been told what? That Allah doesn't place on anyone a burden greater than they can bear. If you're struggling in your realm, whatever it might be, you might be a single mother struggling to raise your children against impossible odds, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that, chosen you for that struggle, because if you patiently persevere, and if you continue to sacrifice for the sake of those children, you're only elevating your place in Jannah. You're elevating your place in Jannah, and you're elevating the respect and esteem that people have for you in the world. If you continue to be patient, and you continue to live a dignified existence, and you don't give in to the temptations all around you to give up or to compromise your values, your esteem in the eyes of those around you in this world will grow, and your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grow. And that's what we're living for. We're not living for this world. We're living in this world. And the world is a place of struggle. We've been deceived into believing, some of us, that this is a place of ease. Why do I have it so hard? See, the question reveals that there's a misconception in terms of how we understand the world. Why do I have it so hard? As if we're supposed to have it easy in the world. We should say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me faith. Because why? People are tested according to their faith. And the most severely tested of all people were the prophets, alayhi salam. So the more difficult our test in the world, the closer we are to the prophetic maqam. And the closer we are to the prophetic maqam, the greater our faith. And so Allah is testing us as a recognition of our faith. So the people have ease. And they're cruising along on the good ship Lollipop. The people born with the silver spoon in their mouth. Right? They have no character. You could probably think of a ready example. They have no virtue because they haven't been confronted with the trials and the tribulations of life that build character. They have not had to overcome the obstacles in life that establish virtue within a human being. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Struggle in the way of Allah. But the struggle's for Allah. If we're struggling in isolation, and we divorce the struggle from our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be overwhelming. But if we see our struggle as a function of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we know that struggle, as long as we patiently persevere, is elevating our station, is multiplying our reward exponentially. Is multiplying our reward exponentially. And so we're told time and time again to just keep struggling. When Allah makes us an offer, offers us a business transaction, that will lead us to paradise. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. O you believers, shall I direct you to a commerce, tijara? هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. What is the investment? It's an investment all of us can make. The tijara of this world, the business of this world, most of us can't enter in. We don't have the necessary capital. We don't have the finances. But this transaction Allah offers us, we can all enter into it. So what is the investment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Believe in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you struggle in the way of Allah with your wealth and your lives, that is best for you if you but knew. And so this offer comes with, the investment to get the return in this business is struggling. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. To struggle against ourselves. عَدَائِكَ النَّفْسِ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. The most serious enemy you have is that self between your two sides. Because no one knows you like yourself. Therefore, no one can mess you up like yourself. People walking around in circles, like, what happened? Don't even know. The nafs is just smiling. That's why we rise above it. If we're trapped at the nafs al-shahwaniya, bahimiya, we will be messed up. So we have to refine and cultivate that nafs so that it elevates and elevates and elevates until it's the nafs al-mardiya, nafs al-kamila, nafs al-radiya. It's the pleased, contented soul, mutma'inna. It's the pleasing soul, the soul pleasing to God. Why? Because it submits. And the submission, it might have been hard. It might have involved struggle. But it brought amazing ease. فَإِنَّمَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Difficulty brings ease. Difficulty brings ease. And after a while, we are consumed by just knowing that we're dedicating our lives, no matter how great the struggle, to pursue the pleasure of God. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ هُوَ أَكْبَرُ. And the pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing that we can attain to. اللهم إِنَّا نَسَأَلُكَ رِضَاكَ وَالْجَنَّةِ. When you pray first, before you pray for the car. So I'm not discouraging you from praying for the car. I'm not discouraging you for praying for the job, praying for the promotion, praying for a better home and garden. But before you pray for the car, before you pray for the job, before you pray for the promotion, before you pray for the better home and garden, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His pleasure in Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for your pleasure in paradise. And then pray for anything you want in the world. Because Allah Ta'ala will reward you, will reward us for having our priorities in order. Because what does the home and the garden and the job and the promotion, the car, the yacht, the condo, what does all of that mean if we end up in hell? What does any of that mean if we end up in hell? Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Ya Allah, we ask for your pleasure in paradise. This is our first prayer. May Allah give us tawfiq. But we have to struggle, brothers and sisters. Don't look for ease. If it comes, thank Allah. Don't pray for difficulty. But if the difficulty comes because you pray for it and it comes and it overwhelms you, that's not beyond the realm of possibilities. When it comes, though, persevere. When it comes, be patient. When it comes, no matter how hard the trial or the test, don't compromise your dignity. Don't compromise your dignity. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, never see yourself as a victim. No, victimology is very popular these days. We don't even want to get on the James Brown plan. Because if you see yourself as a victim, then you'll just complain and wait for someone to come and change your condition. What does Allah tell us in the Quran? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change what is with the people until they change that which is with themselves. Allah is not going to send someone necessarily to come and, oh, I'm going to make it better. No. And I said, we don't even want the James Brown plan. What is the James Brown plan? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Just open the door, I'll take it myself. We don't even want that. Just, if the door's not open, I'm going to kick it down and take it. Because maybe someone won't come along and open the door, no matter how hard we appeal to their good selves. Maybe Shaitan has overwhelmed them in his appeal to their bad self. So I ain't open no door. All right, I'm going to kick it down then. And to go back to last week, I'm going to prepare myself to the best of my ability to put myself in a position to kick the door down and get what I need from this life. And I'm speaking figuratively. People say, you know, people go rob the bank, kick the bank door down, take the money. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just for the sake of those people out there who, y'all know what I'm talking about too. You're just devious. So, brothers and sisters, strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself. Work to do everything in your power to put yourself in a position to get what you need from this life and trust in Allah. See, and we have to stop here because we started late. I was blocked in. Someone parked in my driveway and left. Anyway, there's no excuse to keep you here to 3 o'clock. But a final thing we can say is this, brothers and sisters, that we can't see ourselves struggling alone. We're talking about struggling. Because we, as we said, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. As the Quran reminds us, the humans created weak. So if you're struggling alone and you're not seeking the help of Allah, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you seek help from Allah. We can easily be overwhelmed because of our inherent weakness. But if we're relying on Allah and we're trusting in Allah and we're deputing our affair to Allah, we're seeking our strength from Allah and we're recognizing وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no strength or power except with Allah. If we recognize that, it'll be easy. Every struggle will be easy because we're relying on the source of all strength and power. We're relying on the source who created every means. And Allah Ta'ala will put those means at our disposal. And we see it every day. We see people. We say, how did that brother, how did that sister end up there? Because they trusted in Allah, they said Bismillah, and they started kicking down doors. And their kick was more powerful than the sum total of the muscles in their leg, if you know what I'm talking about. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was behind that kick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was behind that kick. And they kicked down doors and kicked down doors and kicked down doors until there was no obstacle in their path. So this is how we should approach life. Relying on Allah. If we rely on Allah and our reliance and our trust is deep, we'll find no obstacles able to keep us from the good things we want to do. أقول قولي هذا استغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful, we have a beautiful, beautiful religion. If you step back and look at it, you'll be in awe. Because perhaps the most beautiful thing about Islam is that it breaks it down as it is. The Quran doesn't try to delude us. The Quran doesn't say life is going to be easy and it's going to be roses and crackers and cheese and fruit juice. The Quran doesn't say that. The Quran says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That surely, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, wallahi, I swear by God, we're going to test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of fruits and lives and crops. Give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The one who created life and death to test you which of you are best indeed. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. The people think they'll be left alone merely saying we believe and not be tested. The Quran lets us know up front. And it lets us know that real human liberation doesn't come via libertine behavior. Just do whatever you want. True liberation of the spirit comes through submitting and restraining oneself. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The one who fears the time they'll stand before their Lord. And they restrain their soul for the things it lusts for or inclines for. Verily, paradise will be their abode. And the people who pursue their lust, where do they end up? They end up going crazy. They end up addicted to this and that and eventually committing suicide. They end up penniless because they pursued their lust and gambled their house away and their life away, drank their house away and their life away, used drugs, chase sex or whatever until it ruined them. And then they had no real pleasure. They only had pain. For us, it's the opposite. We have pain and struggle and difficulty. Then we have unimaginable pleasure. Unimaginable pleasure. And it starts in this world. It starts in this world. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين وعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين وعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أكم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.